Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we are going to study Malachi chapter 3 verse 7 again. Actually, we started this in. We began to go through some quotations from our founding fathers and couldn't deal with half the material because there's just so much. As a matter of fact, when we put the message together, we left out lots of material that was available, and still we had more material than we could cover in a broadcast. Malachi chapter 3 verse 7 says, "Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return?" Now listen, this particular verse is addressed to Israel. You can tell that from the context. He deals with tithes in verse 8. He deals with Jerusalem and Judah and their restoration in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ in verses 3 through 5. He speaks of the everlasting covenant with Abram, that the sons of Jacob are not consumed in verse 6. This is all concerning Israel, okay? However, what is appropriate for Israel in this particular case makes a great spiritual application for us today. Because you see, what happened to Israel when they came out at the Exodus, God met with them in Exodus chapter 20 and spoke to every member of all the tribes of Israel that had been taken out of Egypt. And he said, "For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed." And he said in Exodus chapter 20, what? "I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me." Number two, "Don't make any graven images to bow down thereto of anything in heaven, earth, or under the earth." Number three, "Don't take the name of the Lord God in vain." Keep holy the Sabbath, honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness. He just runs right down the list like that. And when he does, he establishes those ordinances and he gives them other ordinances concerning things like sins that are sexual sins. He tells them who they can have relations with, who they cannot have relations with. He says that homosexuality is an abomination. He deals with how to handle a hired servant, how to handle a bondman, and how to handle a bondmaid. He speaks of what to do in the event that you are the caretaker for your neighbor's property, or what to do in the case that you find your neighbor's property, or what you do in the case of a witch, what you do about your hair, what you do about tattoos, what you do about cutting, what you do about dead people, what you do about clean things to eat and unclean things to eat. Just on and on these ordinances go. And you know what he said? "Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances." In other words, they didn't do a good job of keeping them, and you're doing a worse job. "Have not kept them." But he gives them a chance to return. He says, "Return unto me, and I'll return unto you." And then so shows Israel's ignorance of the whole thing. They say, "Well, wherein shall we return? Like, you know, how are we to do that? Or why should we do that?" I mean, it's an incredible thing. Well, you know something, in the United States of America, believe it or not, we were founded upon the Bible. We were founded upon the principles of the Bible, and the founding fathers were Christians, many of them, not all of them, of course, but many of them were Christians. They professed faith in Jesus Christ and spoke of those things. They were not ashamed. And today, you won't find people in public office generally speaking boldly and directly about their relationship with Jesus Christ, because they do not want to run the risk of offending people. And the ACLU, of course, has blocked so many things like Bible and prayer in schools because of the Establishment Clause in the Constitution. Well, the men that we're going to quote today were all around the Constitution, all around the Bill of Rights. If anybody would know what was going on with the Constitution, if anybody knew what was going on with the Bill of Rights, these men knew. They were unashamed of their faith in Jesus Christ. They knew that the survival of this country was based upon our ability to stick close to the words of God, and we are so far removed from those men today. I could say to you the same thing Malachi said to Israel, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. And God gives you an opportunity today and gives this country an opportunity today still to return unto me, and I will return unto you. And you know, you just know how it's going to go. This country is in apostasy. This country is falling away. And there's no desire nationally for this country to go back to God. And in some cases it's illegal, and in some places it's illegal to do that. I was told you recently and had the opportunity to attend a university lecture. And the lady who is not a scientist but was critical of those who are not scientists that still believe in intelligent design and believe in a creator said, creation is an illegally dangerous word. Do you understand? That is to say, God did not put these things here that you see. Now, that is not anywhere close to the founding fathers. And these people are in education. These people are in positions of influence. These people have access to the courts. And they are only going to continue to propagate their lies until this country knows nothing of God. And I'll tell you something, man. The promises of God are absolute. And the statements of God are absolute. In Psalm 9, God is so clear on this. He says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. All the nations that forget God. And I'm telling you, these people are doing the dead level best to try to get this nation to forget God, to outlaw Him. And you're not going to beat God. Now, we're going to go back and we're going to show you that the fathers of this country were men of God, and they were men of the Bible, and they were unashamed of that. And I quoted to you yesterday from John Adams and John Quincy Adams and Samuel Adams and Elias Boudinot and Congress and Patrick Henry and John Jay and Thomas Jefferson. And every one of those unashamedly stood for the principles of the words of God. Every one of those stood unashamedly for Jesus Christ. And told you that if you would stick by those things that they profess, you would be in good shape today. And if you let those things go, you'd be in bad shape. Our economy stinks. You say, well, the stock market's doing well today. It's still up at such and such a place, or the dollar's improving and oil's coming down, so we're euphoric. We think things are doing well in the economy. You're wrong. Our government is over $10 trillion in debt and has having to inject more credit into the system because of a tightening of credit. And we got people that are so indebted, and we've got a country that's so indebted, the money cannot be paid back. And we haven't reckoned with that debt yet. We've got a disease-ridden society. We've got an obese society. We've got a sin-sick society. We've got an adulterous society. I was talking to somebody about homosexuality, these gay marriages the other day, and he said, look, and he's not a believer, okay? He's liberal. But he said, listen, I'll go with you on restrictions against gay marriage if you will also stand for crimes of adultery. In other words, if it's not right to be in homosexual relations, it ought to not be right to be in adulterous relations. Okay, I said, I'll go with you on that. In other words, he says if you're going to return to morality, let's return to morality. All of it. That's a good thing, man. Yeah, and that's a liberal. But he recognizes that we have strayed so far from the principles that people who are in adulterous relationships think that people who are in same-sex relationships are wrong, but that they are okay themselves, and they're not. They're both out with God. And that's very important to remember. Now, we've got quite a bit to cover today, and I'm going to tell you that all of this information that I'm going to give you is not original with me. I did not dig it out. I have read this material years ago. I found it again on the Internet. It is published by Wall Builders. And if you will go to Wall Builders, that's W-A-L-L, Builders, Wall Builders website, you will find all of these references, and you will find the footnotes to tell you when and where what I'm telling you was said so that you can document everything and know that nothing that I'm saying is of my own imagination or my own creation. These are things that were actually said by or written by these folks that we're quoting, and they are the establishment of this country, and we have gotten away from these things, and it is time for us to return to the Lord. All right. Yesterday we looked at John Adams. He says the Bible is the best book in the world. We look at John Quincy Adams, the 6th president of the United States of America. You got it? And he says, may the associated distribution of the Bible proceed and prosper till the Lord shall have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And he's quoting from Isaiah 52:10. Samuel Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, governor of Massachusetts, ratifier of the United States Constitution, I rely upon the merits of Jesus Christ for a pardon of all my sins. Can you get any clearer than that? Elias Boudinot, President of Congress, okay, first attorney admitted to the United States Supreme Court Bar, framer of the Bill of Rights. You know what he said? I've been reading my Bible for a half a century is what he said. For nearly half a century, I have anxiously and critically studied that invaluable treasure, the Bible, and I still scarcely ever take it up that I do not find something new. Do you know what he said? He said this, were you to ask me for one affording the most rational and pleasing entertainment to the inquiring mind, I should repeat, it is the Bible. It is the most instructive both of the wise and the ignorant. Okay? It is the best philosophy. It is the most interesting history. And I should urge you to look into your Bible. I would make it, in short, the Alpha and Omega of knowledge. Congress even said the great vital and conservative element in our system is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Patrick Henry said the Bible is a book worth more than all the other books that were ever printed. You see, these things go on and on. Thomas Jefferson said, the doctrines of Jesus Christ are simple and tend all to the happiness of men. So today we're going to introduce you some new information. We're going to show you some things that we didn't show you yesterday. James Madison, for instance, signer of the Constitution, author of the Federalist Papers, framer of the Bill of Rights, Secretary of State, 4th President of the United States of America. You got it? Founding Father. Here's what he said. I have sometimes thought that there could not be a stronger testimony in favor of religion or against temporal enjoyments, even the most rational and manly, than for men who occupy the most honorable and gainful departments and who are rising in reputation and wealth, publicly declare their unsatisfactoriness by becoming fervent advocates in the cause of Christ, and I wish you may give in your evidence in this way. That is a profound statement. Because if you take the converse of the statement, then you know what he says? Basically, if you're not going to favor religion, if you're not going to favor the things of God, okay, then you're not going to cast in your evidence that way. And you know the end of the thing? The end of the thing is that you aren't going to be honorable. You're not going to be in a gainful department. You're not going to rise in reputation and wealth. You may temporarily, but not in favor with God. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? He said a man should not be ashamed to declare his testimony of Christ. I wish you may give in your evidence in this way. That's what he said. Benjamin Rush. This is very, very important. Listen carefully to what he said. He is a signer of the Declaration of Independence, Surgeon General of the Continental Army, ratifier of the United States Constitution, Treasurer of the United States Mint, father of public schools under the Constitution. Now, if you want to know where this man stood in the founding of the public schools in the United States of America under the Constitution, Benjamin Rush is your man. Here's what he said. I'm going to quote you 5 different things he said. Number 1, the gospel of Jesus Christ prescribes the wisest rules for just conduct in every situation of life happy they who are enabled to obey them in all situations. Now, do you think that the public schools would have anything to say about that today? This is the father of public schools under the Constitution who boldly proclaimed that statement, and the public schools would not dare today, and if they did, they'd be hauled into court by some irate people with the help of the ACLU to kick out the people who would stand for those kinds of statements and to quiet them down. That's not American civil liberties. A man ought to have the liberty to be able to speak his mind concerning the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they say, not here you won't, and kick him out. Kick him out. Now, if you take somebody with a perverted view and put him in the employment of a company, and he wants to profess his perverted view, and the company decides to fire him, the ACLU will be there to support his perverted view so that he can continue to enjoy liberties. They would sue the company and try to get all the money the company has and give it to the pervert. But if a man stands for the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and works in a public school, and he stands for that, the public school could fire him if they want to, and he doesn't have recourse because of the Establishment Clause or the interpretation of the Establishment Clause in the United States Constitution. And Benjamin Rush, who was the father of the public schools under the Constitution, said, you better obey the rules for just conduct according to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, what a difference. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. The gospel of Jesus Christ prescribes the wisest rules for just conduct in every situation of life. Happy they who are enabled to obey them in all situations. My only hope of salvation is in the infinite transcendent love of God manifested to the world by the death of His Son upon the cross. Nothing but His blood will wash away my sins. I rely exclusively upon it. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Boy, have our public schools certainly changed now. What? All in the name of the Constitution? This man was under the Constitution. This man was a ratifier of the U.S. Constitution. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Who are you trying to kid? The interpretation of the courts is off. Judgment is out the window. Benjamin Rush said, I do not believe that the Constitution was the offspring of inspiration, but I am as satisfied, that it is as much the work of divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and the New Testament. Benjamin Rush says, God's hand is on our Constitution. God gave it to us, as much as he did the miracles in the Old and New Testament. Benjamin Rush said, the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government is the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. Now there's your public school right there. And he says, if you want to perpetuate our republican forms of government, if you want to establish our republican forms of government, you're going to have to teach kids the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. And using the same Constitution over 50 years ago, our courts decided that Benjamin Rush was too stupid to know what in the world he was talking about, and that it was absolutely unconstitutional to say anything about Jesus Christ or to teach the principles of Christianity in the public school. I think that the current courts are insane, and I think Benjamin Rush was right on the money. And you know what we have? The morals and decays of this society to prove that Benjamin Rush was right and our courts are wrong. Like Malachi said, even from the days of your fathers you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. It shows up in where we are today. Gangs, guns, knives, school shootings, rapes, illicit sex, pregnancies, STDs, disobedience, insubordination, lack of discipline, and the list goes on. We didn't deal with any of that when I was in school. Benjamin Rush also said, the great enemy of the salvation of man, in my opinion, never invented a more effective means of limiting Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at schools. Wow, what a statement. Wow, what a prophecy. You know what he said? he said this. He said, Satan is the one that convinced us to kick the Bible out of schools. The great enemy of the salvation of man, that's the devil, never invented a more effective means of limiting Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at schools. There you go. You know what he said? He said the devil influenced our courts and our attorneys and our public officials to get the Bible out of school. Well, if the devil did that, then the devil's running the youth and the devil's running the country. And you wonder why we're in the shape we're in? Benjamin Rush went on to say, the Bible contains more knowledge necessary to man in his present state than any other book in the world. Well, there you go. George Washington. You know who he is. You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are. Well, then you know what the converse is? If you don't teach them about Jesus Christ, they will be a lesser and more unhappy or more miserable people. You know what? You got about half of your society on Prozac and other antidepressants these days. You know why? They're not happy. Daniel Webster, United States Senator, Secretary of State, defender of the Constitution. He said the Christian religion, its general principles, must ever be regarded among us as the foundation of civil society. In other words, if we're going to be civil, we're going to be built on the Bible. If we're going to be incivil, we're going to be founded on something else. He goes on to say, whatever makes men good Christian makes them good citizens. So if we don't have good Christians, we don't have good citizens. And today, what have you got in the way of the political realm and the business realm? You've got people that lie, cheat, and steal, take away pension plans and retirement plans from employees, CEOs making millions and millions of dollars at the expense of employees who don't make what they should. Why? Because they're not good citizens. They're not living by the principles of Christianity. They're living by by lust and by covetousness to get as much as they can while they can. He went on to say, to the free and universal reading of the Bible, men are much indebted for right views of civil liberty. In other words, read the Bible and you'll have the right view of civil liberty. Well, the ACLU says don't read the Bible. Guess what? Then you have the wrong view of civil liberty. Every time somebody else is granted rights, they're taking mine away. Why? Because we stand for the book. Noah Webster, revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America. The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. He said the moral principles and precepts found in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws. You've heard that our constitution and our laws are Bible-based. But you have been told not to believe that. Noah Webster said that the principles and precepts that are found in the scriptures ought to form the basis of our civil constitution and laws. And our people today say they ought not to form the basis of our civil constitutions and laws. Noah Webster went on to say, all the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Okay, you've got an entire generation being raised these days without a Bible, and when they do get to a church, most of the time the Bible is the small part of the service, and the rock and roll concert is the big part of the service. And you know what you're getting ready to see? Evil, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. And every one of those is predicted for you in the book of Revelation. These things are the fruit of neglecting the words of God. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. One more time. John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence, ratifier of the United States Constitution, president of Princeton. He said, Christ Jesus, the promise of old, made unto the fathers, the hope of Israel, the light of the world, and the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, is the only Savior of sinners, in opposition to all false religions and every uninstituted rite, as he himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Can you imagine the president of any university making that statement about Jesus Christ today, public? I can't. To say that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of sinners in opposition to all false religions, you know what that says? That says that Islam then is a false religion because they don't believe that. That says that Buddhism is a false religion because they don't believe that. Boy, you talk about exclusive. President of Princeton, but not popular today. Can't do it today. He couldn't be the president of the university if he would make a public statement like that. Why? Because he would offend somebody. And the person offended pays a tuition, and the person that pays attention makes money for the teachers that are there, so shut up about the truth of Jesus Christ and make money. Evil, crime, vice, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. These are the things you have to look forward to. Why? Because the command of God, when you have left the ordinances of God and not kept them, is to return unto me, and I will return unto you. And you know what people will ask? Wherein shall we return? How are we going to do it now? We're gone away from these ordinances of our fathers. We've not kept them like our forefathers. We have a promise of God. If we will return to him, he will return to us. I've seen this personally. And would to God we'd see this nationally. Unfortunately, Americans are so Bible illiterate today that they will ask the same question asked by Israel in this passage, wherein shall we return? Listen, here's how to return. Return to the Bible. Return to the Lord Jesus Christ. Return to righteousness. Leave off these things that are wrong and ascend to those things that are right. Stop pandering to sinners and stop forcing the rest of us to accept these sinful, perverted ways as normal and acceptable. They are abominations to God, and they should be an abomination to us. And if you want to know how to get in a right relationship with God, get saved. That's what you ought to do. Get saved. And return to the ordinances of God, and return to the position on the ordinances of God of your forefathers. You say, how in the world are we going to do it? We've outlawed it. Wherein shall we return? How are we going to do it? We can't get it back through the courts now. We've outlawed all this stuff. Boy, you are in a fix, aren't you? Well, I know how we did it as a family. I know how I've done it personally. I just said, I'm going to stand with God. And that's where we stand. I'm going to stand with his book. And that's where we stand. That's where you should stand.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.